Let the fire fall. This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Thursday, October 26th. In Luke's gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples, quote, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." And he goes on to say, "Do you think that I've come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Now, if you had never read the Bible before and you just opened it randomly and came to this reading, you would most likely be confused, left scratching your head and saying, "I thought Jesus loves everybody and is the Prince of Peace." Hopefully, though, you wouldn't turn away from Scripture, but instead read more and even seek out other Christians for their help in understanding. I must admit that my first time reading this, I was totally unable to make sense of it. So let me try to explain how I came to understanding Jesus' words in Luke's reading. Fire, as simple old Frankenstein would say, is bad. But we know that fire can do many good things too. Fire can cook a meal, good. Fire can keep us warm, good. Fire can refine. It can remove the impurities in raw ore and thus purify it, which in turn makes it more valuable and useful. Jesus is speaking of the fire of God's love, which is applied to purify us. Here are a few readings from Scripture about it. Proverbs 17:3, "The crucible for silver, the furnace for gold, but the tester of hearts is the Lord." Isaiah 48:10, "See, I refined you, but not like silver. I tested you in the furnace of affliction." And as Isaiah 43:2, "When you pass through waters, I will be with you. Through rivers, you shall not be swept away. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor will flames consume you." In Scripture, fire has been seen as God's presence, God's passion, and God's purity. Jesus proclaims this in his words. All we need to do is to submit to the process and trust that the fire of his love will not destroy us, but instead sanctify us. The other part of this reading where Jesus says, "Do you think I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division," was also troubling and difficult to comprehend. Jesus' example here is a family unit, and he says, from now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Who in their right mind would ever wish division within a family? In our lives, we cherish and love our families. However, even within our cherished family units, Jesus declares that division will come. As a prescription is taken to cure our ills, the side effects are always something to be aware of. Jesus is telling us that submission and trust in the Lord and his process for us will have some possible side effects, and division within our own families is one. Sin is not prejudice, and it will try to destroy all of us. So when someone submits their life to Christ, it is not surprising that those who have not will find it disturbing, even within a family. We cannot lose our focus on Jesus. Yes, our families are an important part of our lives, but as much as they are important, they are not more important than our relationship with Jesus. We must first remember that God is our number one. And like the announcement on a plane about oxygen masks, in case of loss of cabin pressure, put your masks on first before helping others, I believe applies here. We can be of no good to others, our loved ones, unless we are first good with our Lord. So, His fire is to purify us, and in the process can cause division. Even Jesus felt anguish with the baptism he was being baptized. So it is natural for us to feel uneasy too. But this is exactly why we need to follow Jesus' commandment to love God and to love each other. Only in this way can we truly find peace in our lives. Stay strong in Christ.